There is the review. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to discuss Liverpool 4, Chelsea 1. Sumptuous performance from Liverpool, really one that I can't wait to get into with you both. Neil, let's start at the very top. We get to see the midfield, what we can class as first choice midfield, back for the first time in a while. Jota right, no real surprise. But that real sort of, from the past maps and the past networks, that real sort of clunky triangle of Szoboszlai, Bradley and Jota, really first half pushing on and pinning Chilwell. Chelsea in a 4-2-3-1 from the various sort of networks that cover it. Gallagher and Palmer, funny and one sort of positioning that I'd like to get your thoughts on, almost like two false nines, but then Stirling and Maduiki not doing much defensively, coming inside looking for it. The more Chelsea get frustrated, there's loads of questions in around what actually transpires, but I think that's important, because what transpires really sort of, I think firstly sets Liverpool's tone and shape, but also really dismantles Chelsea's.
Yeah, I think that I think the Chelsea thing's very, very odd, but I think there's a little thing here, which is that I think they're surprised by Bradley. And I think that this is why, first and foremost, Bradley's doing unbelievably well, but we're not that far away from people having enough Bradley data to begin to have a Bradley plan. It was interesting, there was a Bolton fan account I saw tweeted out, this is why last season he was getting man-marked by two in League One, most games. You're seeing it now, why that was happening to him. And I think that we're not that far away from sides thinking we need to know what we do if Liverpool pick this fella and he plays like this. Because the way he plays, and it's in the pass map, and I think the most interesting thing is he's so high, but he's also so wide. So we've gone through this period of watching, and it's really interesting. 12 months ago, one of the things we're talking about, or even just 10 months ago, when Liverpool begin to invert trends all the time, and we're talking about what City are doing, and how City are adding an extra midfielder in there and all of this. And it feels as though, you know, a lot of the conversation, Brighton doing the same thing, Arsenal doing the same thing. This is the way football is now. And even then, I think, at least I think I was trying to sort of counsel, listen, things change and things can change again. But also part of what you're looking for is that everyone knows what everyone else is doing. Everyone's got the data. Everyone knows where it's up to. But there's a thing where you can find an advantage. So all of a sudden, doing the thing that was out of vogue 12 months ago, now, if you nail it and you get it right, can really damage an opposition team. And they can go, we don't know how to deal with this. And it obviously helps that the football is brilliant. But you see that triangle on the passing network in the first half in particular. They are so close together. Bradley, the widest, hugging the touchline. Jota playing in almost a little bit of a 10-ish position on the right-hand side. So Szoboszlai pushed right up, so he's right next to the two of them. And then Nunez sort of pulling to the right in the first half, which I think is interesting. Because then all of a sudden what you're creating is this overload situation, which, to all intents and purposes,